From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States and Niger have reached an agreement that will permit armed American military drones to be used and based against jihadist terrorist groups in the African nation. That word coming from a U.S. official speaking to VOA. The Pentagon has been trying to get permission from the Nigerian government to arm drones in the country long before a militant attack near the village of Tongo Tongo in October killed 4 American soldiers, 4 Nigerian soldiers, and a Nigerian interpreter. The agreement was finalized this week. It's a major expansion of the U.S. military's efforts to counter terrorism in Africa. It's unclear whether the drones will be used to carry out targeted strikes or solely as a defensive measure. More than 400 American Marines who helped recapture the Syrian city of Raqqa from the Islamic State are leaving the country, according to the U.S.-led coalition that is fighting the militant group. The Pentagon has said officially, the Marines and their artillery. The international coalition continues to provide support in nearby Deir Ezzor province, while Syrian government forces backed by the Russian military conduct a separate campaign in the same region. The U.S. Brigadier General Jonathan Braga said in a coalition statement, "We're drawing down combat forces where it makes sense, but still continuing our efforts to help Syrian and Iraqi partners maintain security." It says our remaining forces will continue to work by, with, and through partner forces to defeat any remaining ISIS terrorists. This is VOA News. British lawmakers and government leaders continue to react angrily to President Trump's retweeting earlier this week of anti-Muslim videos first tweeted by a far-right British politician. Prime Minister Theresa May on Thursday said the United States and Britain have a, quote, enduring relationship, but she says her position on the tweets is clear.
But the fact that we work together does not mean that we're afraid to say when we think the United States have got it wrong and to be very clear with them. And I'm very clear that retweeting from Britain First was the wrong thing to do.
Media reports on Thursday say President Trump will likely name Central Intelligence Agency Director Mike Pompeo to replace Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert denied the reports.
Here's what I know. I don't work at the White House, but what I can tell you is that that Chief of Staff Kelly called our department this morning and said that the rumors are not true, that those reports are not true. That is what I've been told. That's what we've been told. And you heard from the White House today that they have no personnel changes.
The U.S.-led coalition targeting the Islamic State group in Syria and Iraq said Thursday its airstrikes have killed 801 civilians since late 2014. But outside groups say the number is much higher. One group, the watchdog group Air Wars, estimates that as of the end of October, coalition airstrikes have killed at least 5,961 civilians. The former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has been ordered to stand trial on charges that he bribed a witness to give false testimony at a trial 4 years ago. He was eventually acquitted at that trial of paying for sex with an underaged prostitute. In Buenos Aires on Thursday, Argentina's Navy announced that the search for a missing submarine that's been lost for 15 days with 44 crew members aboard will continue, but it says the rescue part of the mission has ended. And the 2017 Atlantic hurricane season has finally come to an end. In all, 17 named storms swept across the Atlantic this year. 10 rose to hurricane status, but the season will be remembered for the deadly trio, Harvey, Irma, and Maria, that brought death and destruction to Caribbean nations and the southern U.S. This was the first year on record that the continental United States was hit by 2 Category 4 hurricanes, Harvey and Irma. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.